Well, we meet again. It's just Jackie, coming to you with a new quote, a gentle rant, or maybe a little nugget of wisdom from a girl who spent her childhood nestled at the feet of her elders. Let's see what we have for you today. Well, now that you're done listening to the sponsorship, let's see what today's gem is. Are you pursuing power or purpose? Now, well, let me just say it again, because I need you to reflect on it for a second before you rush into your answer. Are you pursuing power or purpose? Now, there are times where your purpose will come with power. But the question is, which are you pursuing? The one that you're pursuing will determine how things will be best for you. Okay? So, for instance, part of my purpose includes words, whether they are spoken to encourage, to uplift, to edify, to inspire, to motivate, or whether they are written to do all of those things and more. That is part of my purpose. Whether I'm using words to teach, inform, guide, lead, whatever the case may be. Words are part of my purpose. So I try to make sure that that's what I'm pursuing. Purpose over power. If I was pursuing power, the things that I've done would have been done in a completely different order. Now, let's not be foolish and say I have not ever pursued power. Because when I got out of high school and I literally chose my major in college because I said, what's going to pay me a lot of money? That's how I chose my major. That's just the truth. And, you know, fortunately for me, you know, thank God for grace, how he held on to me until he got me into the place where I'm supposed to be, which is in the field of education. Now, along the way, people have tried to get me to move from the position I'm in now to a different position because that position held more power. But thank God for prayer, how much I believe in it, how much I run my life by it, because I had enough sense this time, not the first time. Remember, I just was like, what job pays money? Okay, good. That's the degree I want. But this time I had enough sense. So every time it was, brought to me, I was encouraged in it, whatever the case may be. I went to prayer first before I even considered it. Because I realized when I did have the other job, that's not where my happiness was found. It's not where my joy was found. It's not where my peace was. Now, I was able to do great things, so I don't regret, you know, how it turned out because God found a way to make some good out of it. But I'm saying I didn't pursue purpose at that time. And by the end of that thing, I found myself physically sick. I don't get physically sick, but I found myself in a state of being physically sick a lot because I had pursued power over purpose. Now where I am, I traveled the road that God wanted me to. And now that I'm traveling a new road, but I'm traveling it because it is now my season to travel it. It's part of my purpose to be here. So I want to make sure that whatever it is you're pursuing, whether it's your education or the additional degrees or switching jobs or changing careers or getting in a relationship, getting out of a relationship, whatever the case may be, whatever that thing is that you're doing, make sure for yourself, for your well-being, that what you are pursuing is attached, aligned, within, part of your purpose. not just because it has power attached to it. Because the same thing or the same set of people or whatever their case is, the same entity that can raise you up and put you on a pedestal of power can also snatch you off of it. But when it's your purpose, no one can touch it. So be sure that you're pursuing purpose over power. Well, that's it for today. Until next time. Until next time, don't allow the world or others to define you. Your creator has already done a perfect job of that. Be just who you were purposed to be. Bye.